listening to Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We are on every Monday at 2 p.m., and our show is accessible on the front page of our VACinfo.org website. Today's guest is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she is the founder of Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio. She is the author of a book titled Saying No to Vaccines, among others, and has been a voice for the voiceless for many years. She's launching an online class this month titled Mastering Vaccine Info Boot Camp, and there's not any other more qualified. Welcome, Dr. Sherry.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
We are so excited, Sherry, and we just, words can't even express our appreciation for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So why don't you just take over the show and explain to everyone, the audience, what you're being led to do for the masses, for that matter.
Well, I've been at this, so gosh, where do I start my very long elevator speech? I guess it starts with my first career being the director of an emergency department for 12 years in Findlay, Ohio. And then it was a level 2 trauma center. And then I moved to Cleveland in 1996 and opened Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center. In September of 2000, I went to the National Vaccine Information Center meeting in Washington, D.C., and learned a whole lot that I didn't know. And I came home and said, where did I miss this vaccine thing in my education? I've been a physician since 1985. I've been doing holistic health since 1996. It's now September of 2000. Maybe I ought to read a little bit. And so now almost 19 years and 30,000 or more hours of research into problems associated with vaccines. I've written two books, Saying No to Vaccines and Foul Bird Flu Is Not What You Think. They're both available on our website, tenpennyimc.com. And I've spoken all over the world, and I've written lots of articles that have been translated into 12 or 15 languages. And now we're in the process of building an educational program that's the first time this has ever been done, to give people a solid foundation in the basics. Because if you've been studying this for a long time, you may know a lot of random facts, but you may not know how to put them into a linear sequence. And if you're new to the topic, there's so much information available out there now that you don't even know where to start. So the Mastering Vaccine Info Boot Camp course, which opens for enrollment on July the 29th, will take you through the foundation. Because, Renee, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to build an army. And we've been a bunch of guerrilla warfare people for a very long time, everybody doing their own thing in their own way. But we know that the pro-vaccine advocates have marching orders, and they march to the same drummer all the time. The vaccines are safe, they're effective, they're necessary, they're harmless, and we want to vaccinate everyone with few exceptions, and we need to eliminate those pesky exemptions. Our side doesn't have a unified message. We have a safer vaccines. We have a decreased schedule. Make sure you have informed consent. It's the mercury. It's the aluminum. We don't have a unified message. And what we're trying to do, or what we are going to do with the Mastering Vaccine Info course, is create a unified message so that we can kind of start marching to the same drummer. We opened this course for enrollment fall of last year, and we had 71 students that enrolled in it and took the course and felt from all walks of life. Some were in a software engineer, there were business people, there were stay-at-home moms, there was one gal who was a graphic designer, we had a couple of nurses, we had two doctors and a chiropractor, an MD and a chiropractor that actually took the course. And all of them said that if they've been looking at this for a long time, it really connected the dots and it gave them so much confidence. And if they were new to it, they were like, this was exactly where I needed to start. So we're training the generals. This course is not going to be, I mean, it's open to everyone, but it won't fit into everyone's wheelhouse. We want to train the generals, who then can train the sergeants, and then we want to recruit the foot soldiers. It's a training course. It's not something you're going to listen to passively. It's something that you want to actively participate in. It's only 8 weeks. And after the 8-week course is done, there's More educational opportunities in our membership, and I've got a vaccine university portal that will open in November. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I've been up to.
This is absolutely wonderful because, like you said, many people don't know how to defend their stance, knowing that vaccines are an issue with the autism epidemic now being, 1 in 36, the CDC is admitting?
Yes, that they're admitting.
Right.
But what they're taking into account on those 1 in 36 or 1 in 67 or 1 in 100, whichever number you want to pick, which all of them are horrible. Mm. But the only thing they're really counting is those that have the official diagnosis of autism. Mm. There are probably 1 in 2 kids, probably at least 50% of kids, maybe more, are on the spectrum of chronic illness induced by vaccination, not on the autism spectrum, but on the illness spectrum, from allergies, eczema, asthma, ADD, ADHD, a long list of neurological problems, a long list of autoimmune conditions that are traced back to the more than 200 chemicals that are in vaccines, and that kids now get multiple doses of 13 vaccines loaded with aluminum, mercury, carcinogenic chemicals, animal cells. There's a flu shot that's now made from bugs. It's made from insects, the army worm. I mean, we are nothing more than a repository of the drug company's experimental products, because every single vaccine in every single person is absolutely human experimentation, because every person has a different genetics, has a different family history, has a different combination of food that they eat, has a different combination of pharmaceuticals that they may be taking. And then when you inject something into that system, it's an absolute crapshoot of what could be the potential outcome.
Absolutely. And even all the way to the succession of the vial. I mean, if the nurse does not shake that vial up and your child happens to be the last couple of doses, they're getting pure heavy metals, pure mercury and aluminum. And like you said, all the witch's brew into the baby's, you know, immune system and bypassing our creator's defenses. This is what devastates me. And this is what I had to learn the hard way. And everybody knows the loss of my baby girl, who I had to learn truth with, my first child, Casey. You know, we hold them down blindly thinking they're doing the best thing for us. And we're literally allowing them to poison their bloodstream. And it's just devastating. And we're just so excited that somebody besides a mother, somebody with credentials like you, have been fighting this fight for us for so long.
Well, you know, when I first started this, after I went to that NVIC meeting, the National Vaccine Information Center meeting in September of 2000, the founders of the NVIC are Barbara Lowe Fisher and Kathy Williams. Yep. And Kathy and I got to be really good friends. And Kathy, when I first came back and started investigating this stuff, I said to her, surely, Kathy, I mean, surely if people just knew what was coming through that needle, what was in the vial, what was happening after they inject this stuff, and surely if they knew, this thing would roll over and stop in a nanosecond.
She
smiled kindly and said, Sherry, most physicians don't stay in this for the long haul because they get, you know, harassed by their state medical board, or they find out that nobody's listening, they get labeled. She said, so here's, and she gave me the best advice. Mm-hmm. She said, you are a medical doctor. You're an osteopathic medical doctor. You can read the material. They use their own information against them. Don't go to conspiratology.com. Don't just look at parents' books. Don't just follow those sorts of things. Know your facts, say things correctly. And you either need to do this very quietly with one-on-one with your patients, or in the loudest possible venue that you can do it, so they don't make a martyr out of you. And all of those things were great advice, because they have difficulties coming after what I say, because I do a review of the literature, and almost every slide that I post has a reference to some mainstream medical journal or to the CDC or some other government approved document. So they can't really say that I'm making it up off the top of my head. And I do want to do this in the largest possible way, because the more people that know, the more opportunity we have to stand up and fight this medical tyranny that is bearing down upon us.
Mm. Powerful, powerful. I was just on the phone with Alan Phillips, who we'll be interviewing next week. And like you said, we just said the exact same thing, that there's got to be an army. We have to become a united front because we're all in different directions. And, you know, the fact that autism is just increasing, as well as every vaccine injury for that matter, ADD, ADHD, cancer in little babies we're seeing. It's just absolutely insane what these drug companies are doing to our children. And the united front is the only way to stop them. We can't do it individually.
I've often thought that this, you know, I've said from the very beginning that this needs to be a grassroots bottom up movement. Mm-hmm. It would never be from the top down. There's too much money, power, ego, yeah, reputation for them to admit that they were wrong. And so I always thought that if enough people knew and enough people refused, it would be like if suddenly nobody wanted to buy light bulbs anymore. And sooner or later, they would stop making light bulbs because there would be no market for it. So they figured that out, that enough people were starting to wake up, say no, at least say no to at least some of the vaccines. If they're not saying no to all of them, they're starting to question, they're starting to back out, they're spacing things out, they're doing one at a time. And so what they did, so the powers that be said, we can't have that. So what they did was they started to incentivize the doctors. And so the doctors get $400 per kid if they have 63% of the kids in their practice are fully vaccinated. That's why they kick parents out, because they want fully vaccinated kids so they get their $400 per kid bonus. And then they started to pass laws, like which happened in California with SB 277. And we know there's more than 30 bills on the docket for this fall in 35 different states. I think it's the other way around, 35 bills in 30 states, mm-hmm, to take away your rights to refuse, to limit the exemptions, or to create something like SB 277. They're creating more and more places where people don't have a right to refuse, because and so our liberties are being taken away. Our rights to refuse are being taken away. They're taking away our right to gather and start a grassroots movement, because they have all the money, they have all the power, they have all the legislatures. And so that's another reason why we created the Mastering Vaccine Info course, was so that people could become, the tagline in our course is, confident parents, intelligent leaders, and articulate activists. Mm-hmm. And that our boot camp course will bring that about, because not only do we give you the core information to speak to others about, we give you language training. My business partner in this is a language and behavioral expert. And he actually trains you how to take all of this information and how to engage in conversations, how to back out of conversations, how to not be bullied, how to set your boundaries, when to engage, when to not. And that's all part of the boot camp course.
Mm, this is so powerful. And is there going to be a charge, or what kind of charge is it for the course?
Well, of course, there's a charge. This is a business.
Yes.
And I find it, when people ask that question, I always say, well, do you work for free?
I understand.
whether you clean houses, or whether you work at McDonald's, or whether you're an executive, do you do that for free?
That's right.
I'm not exactly sure why our industry and everything that you've done, a whole bunch of us have done for this cause, why if it's not free, we're all taken to the woodshed over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to stop. It has to stop, because we've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars building this business and putting this together. So yes, there's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
You'll learn more about that and how that's going to break out if you get on our mailing list and you watch our videos this week and come to our meetings, because that's how we want people to know the value of what they're getting. Mm-hmm. Because if we just said, oh, it costs $100 or it costs $1,000 or it costs $10,000, the number is relative. You need to know what you're buying. I mean, if I say it was $1,000, you'd think that was really expensive unless I told you the real price was $10,000, right?
Exactly.
And so you say, well, it's 90% off. And so it's not anywhere near those numbers. I just made them all up. We find that we put this at an affordable place that people can get educated, and they need to be willing to invest in us and invest in themselves to be able to take this movement down the pike.
And share it with others. Exactly. I just received an email today about in Australia, 2 1-year-old babies literally stopped. They died like 1 minute and 3 minutes after the MMR vaccine. I mean, we have to get this information out. And there is no value of a dollar that is, you know, it's not any amount you charge is worth it. But you of all people, I know, because you work with these parents of autistic children, you know how they put all their money into treating their child. So that's the only reason I asked, was to be able to let them know what the charge is going to be. But obviously, we're behind you 1,000%, Sherry.
I know that. And I wasn't saying that to you. I was just saying that in general, mm-hmm. we've been at this place where, and you see it, you hear it. I mean, you know, people want you to travel across the country, come speak at conferences and do things like that. And it's like, oh, you want to get paid for that? Like, really? So, I mean, it's like, well, I can't do anything else that day that I could earn money. I can't be in my clinic. I can't be seeing patients. I can't be. So why does it always have to be volunteer? You take the very top people in other industries, any other industry you can think of, and they're well taken care of. In our industry, it has to be volunteerism. And I understand that people are under constraints. I understand that people have vaccine injured children and they, you know, have to put all of their money into trying to recover their children. But I also know that people can be doing things like sharing expenses and trying to find things that they can do in a cooperative. And so I just feel like it's really important for people to want to invest in their future and in their education to be able to move this forward. And I don't think anybody's going to be all upset about the fee. It's just, I just really think that if you go to masteringvaccineinfo.com, in big red letters, it says click here. And when it says click here, it will open up a form where you can get on our mailing list and see all the really cool testimonials that will be coming out in the next 2 weeks. We're going to have Facebook Lives. We're going to have webinars. We want people that are going to be signing up for this course that are excited about it. And this is not passive learning. You are going to have to do some work. And so it's not going to be for everybody. But everybody that's there, I can tell you, you're going to be nourished. You're going to be loved. You're going to be well taken care of. You're going to get all your questions answered. And we're going to have, on top of that, we're going to have fun and a really good time.
We're very, very excited, and count us in for sure.
Well, good. I think you'll find that, you know, like I said, the people who took the course before that were, you know, some of them have been studying vaccine stuff for like 20 or 30 years. And they took the course because they just really wanted to hear what I had to say. And they felt like, you know, if Dr. Tenpenny is teaching this course, there's got to be some real value to it. And their testimonials, which you'll hear over the course of the next week, are saying things like, you know, it connected all the dots for me. It filled in blanks that I didn't know. I mean, the questions people would ask me about smallpox and polio and vaccine safety and how do I really dispel this thing about herd immunity? What is the best way to put that thing to bed? I'd never really heard it put together like that before. So our past students are like really, really super excited. And they're actually so excited about it, they're going to re-enroll and take the course again.
That is wonderful. And even myself, who's been fighting this fight, you know, for 20 some years, even I get stuck when somebody mentions herd immunity. So I'm anxious and excited to hear how we're going to handle this easily.
Well, it is. I put something together that's really, I think is really going, it's very different. It really explains things from the core. And for anybody that's ever listened to any of my lectures or any of those things, you know that I really am a big believer in history. Because if we don't know where we've come from or how we got into this incredibly awful place, we're just going to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. So when you go backwards in time and look at the historical documentation about herd immunity that started in the 1920s, and the first time the phrase was ever used at all was in a textbook in 1936. And then they started interchanging the words immunity immune to mean vaccinated. And over through the 30s, 40s, and 50s, there was this mixture of language when they talked about being immune. Some people thought that meant you previously had the infection, and so now you weren't going to get it again, so you had a natural immunity. And then what they were really trying to say is, no, if you're immune, it means that you've been vaccinated. And it rolls this whole thing forward up until when we really started using herd immunity as a public health policy was in 1971. And that came right on the back of what is called eradicationism, which rolled out of the smallpox program and the polio program in the 1950s and 60s. So I tie all these things together historically that when people finally see it, they go, oh my God, that makes so much sense. That's why we're here. We have to change direction. We have to put the oars in the water and change the direction of this boat because we can't continue down this fabricated path of language, of how they have used language to manipulate things and manipulate our thinking into a certain way about herd immunity, which is nothing about what it really was intended to be.
Mm. Amazing. And back to my husband, actually, when he presents with me, the first thing he covers is Antoine Bichamp's work opposed to Louis Pasteur's. That clearly shows that germs don't cause disease, which is what vaccines are based on. Penicillin's based on germs causing disease. But nobody seems to know, and this is history again, that Louis Pasteur admitted to Antoine, you're right, it's the cellular terrain, the condition of your inner, you know, the inner condition of you, you know, upon exposure. So it's just such misinformation. So this class is so needed, and I encourage everyone to jump on board.
Yeah, I think that people will really see it, and how the class sort of is, how it is structured is that think about it as like a community course, like you were going to take a course at your local community college. You looked at the catalog, you decide you want to take this course. There is a period of time where they have open enrollment. Our open enrollment is July 21st to the 27th sharp. When enrollment closes, you will not be able to get into the class until it opens again in February. So the class enrollment is the 21st to the 27th. Enrollment closes. We have a week to get some paperwork and some things all set up for each person online. And then the class actually opens on August the 6th. Everyone will get an email on Monday morning that says the next lesson is available for you to review, and go ahead using your password and your PIN, go log into the Mastering Vaccine Information website, and you can watch the presentation right there. So the presentation is a PowerPoint presentation with a voiceover top of it. Each one of them are about 30 minutes, plus or minus a little bit. But I tried to keep it at about 30 minutes because to respect people's time and to respect people's attention. Mm-hmm. So each presentation is about 30 minutes. And then on Thursday night, we will have a class open discussion using Zoom where everyone in the class will be invited. We will discuss the content for that week. And my business partner, Matt, will actually be training you in the language that you need to put that into the right perspective so you can start using it right away in your own community.
Mm. This is so powerful. And just something, I know the audience, I've mentioned it before on our radio shows that we do that helps tremendously just to kind of plant that seed is those educate before you vaccinate business cards. And we've had to, like you mentioned, the finances, we've had to start charging because the trolls were ordering our cards and throw them in the garbage can. We were notified by some of our supporters and showing pictures of our cards in the garbage can. So we had to start requiring. My mother does our shipping, and she actually had to start sending out a letter, you know, asking for a minimum $5 donation just to, you know, avoid, you know, the trolls from participating. And but our cards are very good seed planters. And I kind of teach this in my presentation that my ex-husband literally walked in the house when I was pregnant with Casey and said, you know, that his chiropractic bosses that he had were telling us to look into the vaccines. But of course, my response as a misinformed parent, which is the majority out there, victim, was I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my child because of all the misinformation. But if he would have given me my card, our card that we send out all over the world, 100 packages of 100, we were doing it for free until the trolls stepped in. But it has the ingredients on the back. But more importantly, it has a place to go to learn truth. That's so important today.
It is. And I've loved those cards. I've used them for years. I just think that they're amazing. And that's another example of it costs you money. Yeah. To print them, they're full color. It costs you money to print them and to ship them. So why shouldn't you charge for that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And now we're being forced to. I mean, up until now, my current husband and I have been financially supporting it ourselves. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Finances are necessary to fight this fight, and that united front is so necessary. And that's why we're just so supportive of what you're doing.
Well, here's the thing. They have the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry is now anticipated to be reaching somewhere around $100 billion. Mm. The pharmaceutical industry as a whole is about $1.3 trillion. They use that money to inject us, to medicate us, to remove our rights, to publicly embarrass people like Dr. Bob Sears, to go after Dr. Andy Wakefield. They use all of that money and power against us. But yet we have to operate from a place of a shoestring budget and volunteerism while they have all the money in the world to try to destroy and literally kill us. What's wrong with that picture?
Right? That picture? Something has to change for sure.
You know, and they have allowed it to happen. In fact, they probably propagated it and wanted that to happen. So we never have the budgets that we need to set up our own big radio shows. I mean, cable television to be able to get things out to the masses in a very large way. I mean, it's done intentionally. And so I think it's time for people to understand that there are costs involved with this. And all of us, like you, have been working forever. I mean, you were one of the early people that I met when I got involved, you know, and so we've been doing this for a really, really long time. And quite frankly, I think that people kind of think if you've got an online business, there's no costs involved with it, which is simply not true. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars per month in terms of costs to have an online business, for an email list, for hosting fees, for graphics, for plugins, for all sorts of different things. Mm. And I think our community needs to like be exposed a little bit to what we have to go through because we're fighting for them. And so we are so grateful when they support us, but I think they need to support us because, you know, if we don't stand together and support this and to be able to move things forward, then they win by default. I mean, the pro-vaccine people win by default. Mm.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. Well, I'm just so excited. And I know from a parent's perspective as one that, you know, the root of all evil, the love of money is kind of why from the very beginning, at the very beginning when I started after Casey passed away, you know, that was kind of where I was coming from. But like you said, since I've been fighting the fight for a while now, I'm realizing that without the finances, it can't happen. And, you know, every other child's being injured now. So we're doing something wrong. So it's time to redirect.
Yeah, I keep saying, you know, the pro-vaccine people, they have the Gates Foundation, they have Zuckerberg, they have Google, they have all of their billionaires. Where's our millionaire? Right. You know, they have billions and billions at their disposal. Just imagine, think about how successful we have been at disseminating this information and waking people up on a breath and a shoestring. Yep. What if we had like a real operating budget and a real business plan and people could do this full time for a living wage, you know, that they could be sitting at a desk 40 hours a week, hammering out things and making phone calls and doing all the different things to run a business, what we couldn't accomplish if we actually had that. I put the structure together many years ago and it's still there and I'm still looking for my person who believes in our cause enough to want to invest in putting our message out there because we have a limited time left. It's my firm belief that we are in the last generation of unvaccinated kids. And if the babies that are being born right now, many of them are being born to parents who were fully vaccinated because the hepatitis B vaccine started in 1991 with the ramp up of the schedule through 91, 1995, 2000, 2004, 2006, all of this ramp up the schedule. Well, those persons who were born in 1991 to 1995 are now in their 20s. And they are now old enough to be getting married and having children. So if you have a fully vaccinated girl, a fully vaccinated little boy, that they get together and now they want to genetically procreate, what type of weakened genetics are they passing on to their children? And we're seeing this in our office, that the parents come in, they had a home birth, no vaccines, no antibiotics in the eye, only breastfed. And these children are not well. They're not healthy. And so what we've started to do is to take a step back and say, because the parents come in and say, I've done everything right. Why does my kid have eczema? Why does my kid have this or that, the other thing? Well, then we start. So what we've decided to do is we've taken a step back and we're taking the parents, each of the individual parents' vaccination history. And what we're seeing is these fully vaccinated moms and dads who are trying to do the right thing for this to be earthy, crunchy for their children. I personally believe, by my own observation and what I know about genotoxicity and teratogenicity and passing down things through generations, we are now seeing kids being born with crappy genes. Absolutely. And when we start now fully vaccinating them with multiple doses of 15 vaccines and load them up with almost 14,000 micrograms of aluminum by the time they're 18 years of age, we're not going to have humanity left, April Renee. We're not going to have humanity left unless we stop this. And the only way we're going to be able to stop this is to get funding behind us to put up the good fight for the human race.
Well, we have some doors hopefully opening soon with some people with money. I don't know when and how, but I just know it has to happen. Like you're saying, we have to have those finances to be able to take down these pharmaceutical giants, because their only goal is to keep making vaccines and to keep poisoning our babies. I mean, the fact that these two children in Australia died within 3 minutes, one of them, the mother of the other one heard the death and literally told the nurse, my child is not going to get the MMR vaccine. They snuck it in the baby, and within 1 minute, Sherry, the baby died.
Oh, my God.
That is devastating. And we're going to hear these stories again and again and again, just like you said, because of there not being that united fight, because of us not having the finances. And I just pray and I hope anyone listening to this now or in the future has that financial background for us to be able to get this truth out. We have, you know, credible people like you, like Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, many, Dr. Chef Stephanie Seneff. There's many medical doctors. They're all on the front page of our website. We just rebuilt the website. Another mother of two vaccine injured children, who's my other half in this fight for the children, Linda Demos. She's our web designer. We just, together as parents, as victims, built the website with the intent of where we were back then. That if it wasn't a medical doctor saying it, so we have the front page just with the medical doctors, and of course you're on there also. Hope you don't mind. But we are showing the medical doctors that are speaking this truth that we have a right to know.
We do have a right to know, and even more than a right to know, because this is where I take issue with the concept of informed consent. Because what if you're fully informed you could write a white paper about it? But you don't have a right to say no. I'm fully informed. And what if I don't want to give consent? But I have to give consent if I'm in California, Mississippi, or West Virginia. I have to give consent if I'm in the healthcare industry. I have to give consent if I'm in the military. So the issue of informed consent, I think, was important maybe 15 years ago. Now, I think it's important, but in a different way, because I think more and more people are informed. But if we do not fight to retain our right to refuse, informed consent is meaningless.
Yeah, I agree. And we've recently very divinely set up organizations, faith-based organizations that are out of the powers that be jurisdiction, to where we can legally give as spiritual exemptions. We're no longer calling it religious exemptions, because obviously SB 277, as well as the other ones you mentioned, they're trying to take that exemption away, which they'll most likely be able to accomplish because they plowed through SB 277. I mean, Governor Brown had 2 weeks to sign the bill. He signed it in 2 days. I mean, it's crazy. People were passing out our cards, having petitions. We were doing radio shows. California was probably the most resistant state to vaccinations there is, and they plowed right through.
Yeah.
So it's
coming down the road. That's why, you know, the Mastering Vaccine Info course.
Very important.
You know, one of the taglines is training articulate activists. And so what does that really mean? Well, when you go down to the courthouse, it has to be a single issue thing that you're talking to your state legislators. And you have to have it buttoned up in bite-sized pieces because that's all they can assimilate. They've got people coming at them with every different issue from every different direction. They have all these different things. And so you have to create the bite-sized bullet that will hit the target and will leave a seed planted that you can go back and fertilize and grow. You can't go down and tell them your whole story that started 15 years ago and everything that you've ever learned and everything you've ever studied, because they will just label you as a kook and walk away. And so part of our training is to train people how to have those bite-sized bullets. In fact, when you go through the courses, there are many places along the way inside of the course where I say, this is important, write this down. And interestingly enough, after you're on the list in the next 2 weeks, I've got pictures, actual pictures from our first class of students, that they actually took pictures of their three ring binders with all the tabs and all the different things that they did that they put together. And they have a section in there. One of them is where I said, write this down, because those are the bullet points and those are the things that you need to remember. And so this is, you know, I've had people tell me that, you know, some of our students say that what they loved the best about this course was the presentations. And they said, you know, I've listened to you on YouTube, I've listened to Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, I've listened to all these different things, but it was always passive listening. I never literally sat there with a notebook and actually took notes. But with this, I had actually sat down and I took notes. I listened to it right straight through the first time. The second time through, I started to take notes. And I would pause it, be able to write down my notes. Now, part of that, I think, is because it's presentation format. I honestly think the other part of it is because they had some skin in the game. They paid to enroll in the course. And so, therefore, they wanted to maximize their time and get as much as they possibly could out of the course. So we're training confident parents, intelligent leaders, and articulate activists, because we want each one of the people that take this course, and yes, it applies internationally. We've had students from New Zealand and Australia and Ireland, and in the last course, we've already had people from different places around the world contact me and say, well, does this apply to me? Yes, it does, because after you take this course, we want you to be the planted seed that grows up, like the parable of the sower. You know, you plant the seed and it goes on rocky soil. You plant the seed, it starts to grow but has no roots. You plant the seed and it gets choked out by the weeds. And you plant one seed and it grows up and bears fruit and for centuries to come, to 30, 60, or 100 times what that one seed is. Our goal from this course is for the people who take it will be that seed that grows up to the 30, 60, 100 times, and you will become the cornerstone in your community, in your family, in your social group, in your personal tribe, where people come to you and then you can start training them. That's what our goal is.
This is huge. And we've been telling people forever about our cards, plant the seed and God will grow the seed, just to give people that initial, you know, avenue to start educating themselves if they choose to. And this is going to be wonderful. I'm just so excited, so that you have prepared, you know, an educated, you know, very methodical course to be able to provide people to be able to defend themselves, because so many people, they know the information, but they don't have the words and the ability to, you know, relay it to someone else.
Yeah. And that's actually, I think, probably the most important thing that sets this course apart, because content is content. I mean, if you wanted to spend, you know, a whole summer reading all the polio literature, you will learn more than what I'm going to have 60 minutes of time to teach you in the course. But what's really important is to pull out the key points, because if you've learned this and you want to go out and share it with your skeptical pro-vaccine friends, where do you start? And they don't know nearly as much as you do. And if you've been studying this for decades, I mean, you can't go out and tell them everything in one setting, or they're just going to walk away and they'll never want to talk to you because they think you're just crazy. But what if there were little bite-sized things that you could plant that seed, just drop that seed, drop the seed and walk away. Like say the topic on the mic and drop the mic and walk away, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What if you could learn those little ways, and you can learn to read their body language and their eye movements and the way that they posture themselves and how to defend yourself against vaccine bullies, which is something is that is actually when you sign up for the course, it's one of the bonuses that we're giving away is Matt's doing an MP4 file, maybe even it's going to be an audio. It might also be a video called Setting Boundaries Against Bullies. And that's going to be one of our free bonus items that we give away once people register for the course. And people will need to go now to masteringvaccineinfo.com and get on our list so that they can get more information. You cannot enroll in the course until it opens on July the 21st. And so I've gotten a lot of emails saying, I want to sign up now. How do I do it? Be patient, grasshopper, patient.
And there's a lot of ancient people out there, especially the mothers and the parents of vaccine injured children.
Exactly. Get on the list, go through the process, enjoy the show, enjoy all the things that we're going to be sharing with you. And then you get to open full enrollment on July the 21st.
Wow. That's so exciting. And we are, as today, actually, I just told our web designer to add the website, the masteringvaccineinfo.com website to our front page, because although our show hasn't been around more than 6 or 8 weeks, so I don't know how many actual listeners are listening now, but as far as accessing it, it's on the front page right underneath the little boy flexing his muscles. The What in the Cell is Going On archives from all the other shows, past shows we've done, but we are also going to be adding your link, masteringvaccineinfo.com. So everyone that we're sending these cards to, I think it'll get a lot more publicity being on our front page. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, thank you so much. It's most appreciated. Thank you so much. And I failed to say right at the top of the hour, congratulations on your new show. I mean, it's a big commitment to do a radio thing and takes a lot of work. So congratulations on your show and what you're doing.
Thank you, Sherry. And it was very divine the way it happened. Jesse over at Progressive Radio Network just emailed me saying, how would you like to get some truth out before they take our rights away on Google, Wikipedia, and Facebook? And I'm thinking he just wants to do a radio show. So I'm like, whenever you want me, I'm there. He's like, no. We want to give you a weekly radio show.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, well, I'm not sure if I can do it weekly. I said, but if you allow my husband to participate and some others, and he said, absolutely, it's your show, whatever you want. And this is the largest worldwide alternative commercial free radio show in the world, I was told. So we have a big avenue here to get a lot of truth out. And I'm just so excited that you're setting up this boot camp course because, again, people need to be armed the right way. And then when the funding comes, because we know it's coming. The riches of the wicked are coming to the righteous, scripture says. We know the money's coming. We have the accounts. We have 6 faith-based organizations that are completely detached from the powers that be. And wow. We are so set up to be able to give legal spiritual exemptions to anyone that needs a letter written. We're anyway, so it's just amazing what our creator is doing right now to get this launched and what you're doing. And I am just elated. I'm just so excited.
Well, thank you so much. I do. It's been a long time in coming, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody to do this with, waiting for, you know, sort of collaborative effort. And finally, actually, this whole process started for me March of last year. So March of last year, I joined an organization called Tribe. They're out of Toronto that train people how to build well-structured online courses and online memberships. And so I took their course in March of last year. I went to their first Tribe Live conference June of last year. And I came home and I worked nonstop. I learned how to do to operate 13 software programs within 6 weeks.
Wow.
I structured a whole new website. I put the basics of the course all together and put an outline together between June the 15th. And then we launched the course and started it the first time around October the 3rd. And so there was a lot of work and things on the front end. And then I just continued to build the content and direct the course all the way up through May of this year. And so we've got some traction. We've got a track record. And so this isn't a one and done course. It's not like you take the course and go, well, that was nice. When you at the end of the course, you're going to say, what's next? You know, what's next? What's the next thing? Well, the next thing is that we have created a membership only for those who have gone through the boot camp course. And it's called Mastering Vaccine Info Page 2, or MVI Page 2. And that will open in October. So those who have gone through the course will roll into the membership if they choose, they want to, for a monthly fee. And there will be continuing education, continuing community. You'll be continued to be connected with your like-minded students. You'll be sharing things. And so we're struck in it. You'll get content for discussion every week. So it's a content-driven membership. It's not just I'm here and it's not like a Facebook page where you just come in and talk. I mean, there's actually going to be lessons and content-driven things that will continue the education after you've been through the boot camp course. And then in November, we open Vaccine U, which is our educational portal, which is already has over 50 different educational courses in it that people can enroll in. And that will open in November.
Mm. This is crazy because Sherry, and I want to let the audience know, like Sherry said, you know, we had the Autism Autoimmunity Project back then. Sherry and I have been working together for a very long time. She was one of our scientific advisors. She's not doing this for money. Like she said, money's needed. But I don't even think you're a victim of the vaccine injury, are you, Sherry?
Nope, I don't have any. I'm a widow now. My husband died 4.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any children. And so I don't have any vaccine injured children. I wasn't vaccinated as a kid or as an adult. So I'm not a vaccine injured adult.
Awesome.
I'm doing this because it's the right thing for humanity.
Wow.
And part of the raising the money for this is because if there's no donors out there, if they're not going to be putting money into our coffers to build what we want to build on the membership and on the Vaccine University, and we have big plans in terms of IT capacity, on additional things that we want to develop, books we want to write, an educational platform to like a YouTube channel that really is dedicated to or a studio that's really dedicated to vaccine topics. I mean, that's all it is. It's not a mix of a whole bunch of things. And all that takes money. And so if I have a 501c3 now, as I know you do. But if we don't have any big money donors that are helping us set that up, I decided, well, then I'm going to create a something that's going to raise the money that we can plow back into the business to continue to wake people up and arm people to be in our army to save humanity. I mean, it's this little tiny thing that I'm trying to do right now. It's called saving humanity. It's a little thing.
I think it's major. I think it's much more than a little thing. And just to make you aware, too, we're no longer a 501c3 like TAP was, like the Autism Autoimmunity Project, Casey's Quest, the Florida chapter that I started right after Casey's passing, or right before, actually. But anyway, we are what's called a 508c1a, which is not a very recognized type of organization, but it's been very divinely set up. And I'm just so excited on merging again with you and getting this information out and just doing whatever we can to wake up the masses.
Well, that's what we have to do because I was being facetious about that. I'm sure you could tell because we already talked about earlier, we're going to end up with such broken genetics as a human race that in this generation and then the next. So these babies that are being born now, right now in 2017, 18, and 19, as they from completely vaccinated parents to their broken genetics, and then when they get fully vaccinated and they grow up and marry another person who's loaded with aluminum and mercury and their broken genetics, they may not even be able to conceive. Mm-hmm. Their children may be so autoimmune and so neurologically defunct that they, when they're born, they don't live. They're going to be so fragile that something like a mild influenza, garden variety influenza virus is going to come along and truly be a pandemic and wipe out humanity. But not because the virus was so virulent, but because the terrain, like what you said about Bouchant said, the terrain is so corroded and so broken down and so deliberately contaminated between GMO foods and all the chemicals in the air, chemicals in the water, all the things that we start injecting into babies at birth, that there's nothing left of the human race. I mean, literally nothing left.
Absolutely. Even the fact that they're vaccinating now pregnant women.
I know.
I mean, they're even starting before the baby's born. So absolutely.
Yeah, actually, in the Vaccine University, that's one of the modules that has already been created. So when Vaccine U opens up in November, there's a pregnancy module that goes through, you know, all sorts of things: the flu shot, the DPT vaccine, ultrasound, the goop in the eyes, circumcision, the Rogam, the vitamin K shot, which shouldn't even be called vitamin C because it's just synthetic chemicals. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't call it a vitamin. And so there's entire modules like that. There's a travel vaccine module. There's individual modules of each one of the individual vaccines, or you can purchase them and enroll with them all collectively. And that's one additional thing I should say about this course, is that once you enroll in this course and pay the fee, you will have access to the information for a full year. Uh-huh. So if you can't keep up with it, if you're going on vacation, you have a wedding, there's something going on, you can't make the Thursday night courses, they're all recorded. And you will have access to all of that material for a full year. And after a year, there'll be a small maintenance fee that you will pay if you want to continue to have access. But we're hoping that you'll move on and want to be taking more courses from Vaccine U or from be part of the membership. But you'll have access to it for a full year. So if people say I'm too busy or I'm gone during that period of time or I work on Thursday nights, I can't be part of the discussion group, they're all excuses, because you can have access to this for a full year.
That is huge. That is so huge. And like you said, people like myself, there's no way I can commit myself to an exact time, but the access, you know, my convenience is going to be huge from so many people. Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, repetition is the key to learning, right? Mm-hmm. And so as you sort of power through this boot camp, because it is a boot camp, you will have to do work and you do have to pay attention. It's active learning. It's kind of like if you want to join the Navy SEALs, you know, you got to go through the boot camp before you can be a SEAL. And so if you're going through this boot camp, it's a little bit, for some people that maybe this information is new, it will feel a little bit like drinking, you know, water from a fire hose, but that's okay, because you can go back over it and over it and over it and over it for a full year until you get completely comfortable with the information.
Mm. This is just amazing. This is so much needed for so many years. I mean, this is something that's been needed for a long time, but I guess, you know, timings are everything, I guess. And now's the time. So definitely we'll have it on our front page and we'll be behind you 1,000%. And anything we can do to help support you or get, you know, whatever we can do to help you, we're here. Financially, hopefully soon we'll be able to help you.
I'm so appreciative of that. You know, we've got plans for this next year of doing things like, you know, in 2019, there'll be two open enrollments for this course. One will be in February, and the other, and if you don't get in February, the next one will be in October. Then we've got things that are planned in the summer, including like a summer, we're going to do summer school in July, which will be a 4-day seminar. It'll be really short. I actually started talking to somebody yesterday about actually doing a small conference, and possibly doing it in Mexico and inviting people to come down so we can, you know, talk about things outside the country in a really nice resort sort of place. And so and I want to start the Course of the Month Club, and we've got a podcasting system that we're going to be start putting in place. And so we've got really big plans for the rest of 2018 and 2019. But the Mastering Vaccine Info course, which opens for enrollment on July the 21st, closes at midnight, 12:01 a.m. on Friday morning. If you are not in because you're out of town or whatever, and we're really sorry, there's no exceptions. You won't be able to enroll again until February. And it's the only course we're doing this year. And so we've got plans through the end of the year, and then we've got a big rollout of information planned for 2019. And I'm so happy to reconnect with you, because I'm sure that you can play a very important role in this.
Wow. We're same here. And hopefully we'll have you on the show again. We have a couple more minutes. So again, her website, mastering vaccine info.com. Anyone listening, please get on that website and register. And Dr. Tenpenny, I can't even begin. Like I said, words are not even just even available for the appreciation we have for you and for all the years of your hard work and standing and being a voice for our babies. Our shows can be accessed on our vacinfo.org website on the front page. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. And we thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to share this very, very important information.
Awesome. Thank you so much.